This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today, we explore one of the Anchorage Museum's newest exhibits, so new, in fact, that it's still in the planning phase. Carolyn Kozak is a curator at the Anchorage Museum, and recently she was inspired by some archived photographs taken by a man named Jasper Wyman in 1898.
Jasper Wyman got a troop together and, like many others, came up seeking gold and ended up penniless, or as he put it, $800 less than nothing, which I thought was pretty great.
But it wasn't the gold mining that inspired Kozak's exhibit. It was the cabins they lived in.
They built these tiny cabins. So I think the size of the one that 10 of the expedition members were staying in was 16 feet by 20 feet. So if you can imagine such close quarters for 14 months.
And that got Kozak thinking about Cabin Fever, which is the name of her show. The exhibit will debut in November and will consist mostly of photography, some Jasper Wyman's and some contemporary. She says it won't just showcase literal cabin fever, but similar themes like isolation and seasonal affective disorder.
What makes living in this place unique, and how do we deal with winter? How do we get through it? What are the psychological effects of winter, and how do we make this place fun? Or, you know, where are the dark places that we go in our minds, and how do they manifest? And so this is sort of a visual exploration of those feelings and thoughts and ideas.
Kozak says a lot of the material she's found has been, no pun intended, dark in nature. But she doesn't want the exhibit to be a downer. After all, she kind of likes cabin fever.
You know, I think of Looney Tunes and the Muppets even. I mean, there is a lot of humor in it, and it can be really funny. I think of my own experience in Alaska, and I think of my own cabin experiences too, and how, you know, a 4-day camping trip that you've been looking forward to can be foiled by 4 days of downpour rain inside of a tiny tent and with someone that you really loved going into it. And how does that, you know, how does that affect the relationship? And what do you talk about? What do you do?
Kozak says the Cabin Fever exhibit won't be exclusively Alaskan. It will include photographs from all over the circumpolar north. That inspiration came from a recent trip.
I was fortunate enough to go to Finland last month for 5 days, and it was remarkable to fly, you know, over 24 hours and end up in a place that looked exactly like Alaska. Everything was very similar.
And it wasn't just the landscape. Kozak says the people were similar. The way they coped with the dark and the cold, the way they liked to ski and sauna, they even had the same tans. Expanding the scope of artists also led Kozak to expand the art medium. She's recently began accepting admissions for short films to include in the exhibit. She hopes to show the movies not just in the museum, but inside places like public use cabins and old bunkers in the Anchorage area.
So if you are a filmmaker and you have a video that's 5 minutes and under that you feel fits the cabin fever theme of isolation and cold and darkness and the silly things that it does to the mind, please go to our website, and there you will find all sorts of information about submitting films to the Cabin Fever exhibit.
The deadline to submit a short film is September 1st. The Cabin Fever exhibit begins in November. And yeah, Kozak sees the irony here.
There is something kind of funny about planning an exhibit that's all about darkness and winter in one of the most beautiful months in Alaska.
And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. For more stories about our community, or to find out how to become a contributor, check out the Town Square 49 blog on alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.